Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 12th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be cool with sunny skies. Look for a high of 50 and a low of 27. In our top story, a Raleigh police officer shot a man Tuesday afternoon after police say he swung a knife at officers following a crash on Interstate 440. Police have not released the man's condition or his identity. The shooting took place after Raleigh police responded to a crash. They were told the person was intoxicated, and when they arrived, they learned he had a knife. After asking him to drop the knife repeatedly, police used a taser on the man. When he got up, police say they shot him after he swung his knife at them. The State Bureau of Investigation will review the case, which is standard procedure for an officer-involved shooting. In political news, a panel of three judges ruled that North Carolina's new political districts do not violate the state constitution and the state can go ahead with the new maps. The GOP-drawn maps would give Republicans a built-in advantage in future elections. But judges say none of the complaints about the maps stand up to legal scrutiny. In other words, the politicians may use the redistricting process to give their party an edge. The challengers immediately announced they will appeal the ruling. It's possible that it could go straight to the Supreme Court, which has a Democratic majority. Tuesday's ruling, however, may not be the final word due to the imminent appeal. The 2022 primary elections are in May. In education, Wake County could temporarily switch some school bus routes to express service, with limited stops, if the number of bus drivers out because of COVID-19 worsens. Thousands of students have had to arrange their own school transportation since last week due to the surge in COVID-19 cases, reducing how many bus drivers are available. The Wake County school system is looking at different options to address the problem, including potentially switching to express bus routes in hard-hit areas. Express bus routes have only a few central stops, as opposed to neighborhood routes with far more. The number of driver absences hasn't increased this week, which makes route revision less necessary. And finally, a new COVID-19 testing site is opening today at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. The new site will be open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and will not require appointments. But people will need to register with Mako Medical beforehand. The site will only offer PCR tests, and is expected to deliver results within 24 to 28 hours. The site is currently slated to stay open through the end of January. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.